Trumos Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin 1:7. The rabbi said a person, when he takes truma, should take that 2% by estimating. He shouldn't measure a precise 2% or whatever he's taking. He should take his truma by estimation. There are two approaches, basic approaches to why that would be the case. The first is for the benefit of the Kohen. That is to say, a person will tend to round upwards if he's not exactly sure, and that will be to the Kohen's benefit. The second approach is that it's really for the benefit of the person taking the truma, given that all mitzvahs are really there for us to benefit from. So what giving truma is essentially is you're separating a portion essentially for God or his proxy, the Kohen. And that being the case, we want it to be coming from you and your volition, and so on. So we have this tricky business of, you know, requiring you to give truma, but at least we leave it to your estimate. We're not forcing an exact amount, which allows you to sort of have the leniency of feeling, so, you know, you have some sort of discretion on how you're giving it, and that will encourage you to give more, which will inculcate in you the trait of being a giving person, and, you know, feeling like you're grateful, expressing gratitude towards Hashem in giving this truma. Whatever the case, one is supposed to give in an estimated way, and therefore the Mishnah says, Ein tormin, one shouldn't take truma in a precise way, meaning lo b'mida, not by precise measurement, meaning, you know, measuring out exactly 6 cups, whatever it is, v'lo b'mishkal, not by exact weight, again, measuring, for argument's sake, you know, 6 pounds, precisely, lo b'minyan, and not by precise number, meaning not exactly 6 particular items. You shouldn't count the items. It should be an estimate. You're estimating about 2% of the what you're tithing, and if you go over or under the 2%, it doesn't make a difference. As the Tiferet Yisrael says, "Ein b'kach klum," it's just no big deal. It's nothing to it. You make your best guess, and that's sufficient. Again, don't forget that midoraisa on a Torah level, any amount of truma is sufficient to exempt the food and to be truma. So anything you're giving more than 1 grain worth of truma is all not biblically required, but it's now to Rabbanan, and that's the rabbi set it up as by estimation. It should be pointed out that there is a pasuk brought as support for why it should be given by estimation, but ostensibly that would just be an asmachta, like a verse brought to support a rabbinic requirement. Okay. On the other hand, the Mishnah says, Avol torem hu esa madud ve'esa shakul ve'esa manui. While the first sentence said you shouldn't measure out precisely, this sentence is saying, but your estimate can be based on a precise known quantity. So for argument's sake, that means you could first measure and find out you have exactly 100 gallons of wine, and then you're going to measure out an estimated 2 gallons to give to the Kohen. excuse me. The Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid actually considers that to be preferable, meaning it's preferable to know how much produce you have in total. That allows you to make a reasonable guess when you're taking your estimated 2%. If you have absolutely no idea how much grain you have here at the threshing floor, it's very difficult, you know, nearly impossible to make a good guess of what's 2% of this, you know, mound of grain. So first measure it, know how much you have. Therefore, you kind of know your target. You're looking for 2% of that. Then you guess what you think is about 2% of that. And that's how you should do it. Ein tormin besal uvakupa shehem shel mida. Now, the Mishnah says you shouldn't use a container that has a known volume, a known quantity of storage amount, of volume, when you're tithing. So the case here is we're saying, let's say for argument's sake, you have no idea exactly how much grain you have. And so you're guessing, oh, 2% would be about, you know, 10 gallons. So you shouldn't use exact gallon containers to measure out those 10 gallons. Now, even though it's still an estimate, because you don't know what your starting point was, you were guessing you had to give 10 gallons, but maybe you had to give more or less. You're just assuming that you had 50 times that amount. You're assuming, you're eyeballing it, saying this must be about 500 gallons, and therefore I'm giving 10. The problem is someone who's looking at you will see you measure out exactly 10 gallons and assume that you're measuring precisely, and therefore, because of what people will misunderstand when they look at you, we're saying don't use measuring devices with fixed known amounts of volume. Aval torim hu behen chetzin ushlishin. Yeah, you're allowed to use containers of known volume if you're not filling them up all the way. So in other words, you're using a container that everyone knows contains a gallon, but you're just filling it up halfway about, then that is your estimate for about half a gallon. That will be okay, because since you're not doing a precise half gallon, so then no one will think you're measuring precisely. Finally, lo yisrom b'sa'a chetzia, shechetzia mida. Shechetzia, it's half, is a measure. So that is to say, and I'll explain it before I translate it, it means that the sa'a, a sa'a you can think of as essentially a six-pack of 2-liter bottles, in volume, so it's roughly 12 liters, in other words. So the sa'a was like a standard measure they use for large amounts of volume. And the normal sa'a measuring, you know, container had a mark halfway up saying, oh, half a sa'a is here. So the point is that if you fill up the sa'a container halfway, up to the halfway mark, that is as good as using a measuring device in full. Meaning in the previous line of the mission we said, you can take measuring devices and fill them up halfway since that's still an approximate. When it comes to the sa'a measuring device, since it typically has a graduation halfway up, that would be considered to be precise measuring. So again, the words say inside, lo yisrom b'sa'a chetzia, you shouldn't use the full sa'a container to measure half of it, meaning half a sa'a on that container, shechetzia mida, because for it in the sa'a container, halfway up is a measure precise all to itself since it has a mark halfway up.